tomorrow evening again we'll be leaving, so you will miss us.
Yes.
In doing Simran while meditating,
should we do the use the words not in a sing song but intervals between the words?
That's all right. That interval, that one.
All right. Says
the way it works for you.
I always tell them not in quick succession, but at intervals, so that the energy is not disturbed.
Not in quick succession, but in intervals, so to not disturb the gaze. Yes.
On the application for initiation, it said we will not do spiritual healing. Does this also include massage?
Massaging, especially in exerting one's own attention for that. Massaging with the hands you can do. Exertion.
Yeah, massage is all right, medication is all right, any medicine, but not to heal by the spiritual power. Our master has given a beautiful circular prohibiting spiritual healing. That could be studied, you see.
The thing is the attention that you put into it. Do the massage for them and don't give up your energy.
Excuse me, I coughed and I missed it.
Pleasant Saturns, you said.
She thought in the meditation this morning that she saw the planet Saturn in her meditation. Is this possible?
She had not been there. Now she's the only animal like Ulu. No. I mean, like Ulu, they have not seen such a distance. No. Only impression.
This is an imagining, Master said, of course, in the beginning, you weren't there, but penetrated.
Yes.
You mean now or? He said that when she looks at you, she has the desire to close her eyes and rise up.
Well, that boosted you.
It's all right.
He's interested in having you rise up, not in being admired.
Yeah, here is the man. Yes, sir.
And sometimes my thumbs get very sore and tired in my ears. Is it possible to do the bhajan a little bit without the thumbs in the ears?
He wants to know if it's... He says that when he does bhajan that his thumbs get sore. Is it possible to do bhajan without using the thumbs?
He should not close the ears too tight. That's great. Earache. Otherwise not.
Don't close the ears too tightly and...
Fingers may ache or ears may ache. Something to stop the house. Well, from outside.
Just enough to break the outer sound. Yes, sir.
What color is the star that appears in the center of the star? Is it red or white? And can we use earmuffs in bhajan?
What color is the star that appears in the center of the stars that you see?
It's any bigger star. Bigger star. Any color.
Look for the big star. The color's not important. The next one...
He wanted to know is, can you use earmuffs in bhajan?
That's all right. They can use it, but later on they will affect hearing. The blood is going, circulation, the thumbs, and there is no effect on ear. For the time being, they might do, but in due course, that will affect hearing.
Yes. Don't use the earplugs. They can affect your, in due time, they can affect your hearing. That's your outer hearing.
Yes, sir.
Didn't you find Master's form there?
Did you find Master's form? Just kept going through the moon and then through the sun and another one would appear.
Then let him go on further. There's so many moons later.
Go on further, please. There's room to
until
sit down
you find the Master's form.
Up here if you'd wish. Come right on. Come right on through there. They'll let you through. Sit down right up here.
Yes, dear.
When I'm meditating and I see color or I finally have my concentration very centered, things all of a sudden just spread. And then I'll go back to the concentration point and spread out again. And is there any way I can just keep it centered? Because it's not like a light burst or anything. It's just a kind of a dissolving of sight and then it goes back.
Converging.
A pulsation?
Converging.
Yeah, right.
Converging. Where the convulsion, put in all attention, that will burst. Two things meet, convulsion, and that the point where they converge, put in all attention, that will burst.
Put to your attention where two points meet, then it will go further.
Yeah.
Says they converge was the word he was using. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, sir. Couldn't hear you. They go this way instead of that way.
It says the light opens up instead of comes together, as hers does.
When you open and put it, hold it in the middle, that will also burst.
Look in the middle and it'll also burst. It depends upon the concentration approach that causes it. Yes. You'll have to talk a little louder. In other words, you see the Master's form, and there's a star in his forehead, and the star has a tendency to vibrate. Well, let me ask him.
How should she focus into the star, the center of the star in your forehead that she sees?
Let her look into the eyes.
Look into the eyes. Yes.
Does the pinpoint of light that comes in and comes closer and grows larger, is this the big star?
No, they mix up.
Mix up.
Into one, yeah. Okay. That's not the big star.
No, that's, all right, mix, all right. Yes, back there.
She says that in meditating, she will see a form or lights, and somewhat lights, and someone walks in front, and these lights change, and she wants to know how to keep the light out from changing should she wear something over her eyes.
I'm not following the question.
How to differentiate between the light that she sees and the light that she should be seeing.
Any night what she said, look into the middle of it. That's all. Whatever light it comes, you should look into that to grow bright and burst.
You probably, who's playing with this one? You're probably, okay. You're probably...
Light might be changing. You see, 1 second, third like that. She continue looking in front.
Continue looking.
Constantly.
Leave your physical eyes out of it completely.
Yes, sir.
How am I going to use this?
Says during the working day that sometimes he hears the sound current while talking to another individual.
The sound current is the expression of protection extended all the time. That is only keep your attention engaged. You might be talking anything that continues forever. But that sound does not drag him to the beyond. Unless he says, with the ears closed and then take you up.
This type of sound current is always going on, but it doesn't drag you up, and it's for your protection.
That's a sign of protection extended. Being extended by
sign of protection extended. Yes, sir.
When you hear that sound, should you immediately go in the body?
Can't do it.
What? Should you hear, when you hear the sound, should you immediately go into bhajan?
No. Go on with your work.
Go on with your work.
That protection hovering around you, master's protection.
Yes, sir.
He's wondering why there is a great amount of light experience and no sound experience.
Because sound experience is very subtle. Mind would not like to hear the sound principle. Because mind can say, my death is there, sure and certain. See? Put it more time.
Mind
would like to go into the mouth of the firing cannon. Would not like to hear the sound. That is dead sure, he will die.
Madam? The minimum age that we've been doing on the tour is 7. Other that, they have difficulty in concentrating. Some special cases, but normally 7 and older. Yes.
What about the situation where a man has a good sound current but no light for a long period?
Let him put in more time for light. Light is there.
The light is there. Put in more time on the Simran. Yes, sir.
He says everything that he's ever learned makes him doubt you. Can a skeptic be initiated?
If you're not convinced, leave it. Why are you taking it here? Unless you're convinced about the theory. You see, there are scriptures with us. All masters who came in the past, they gave their experiences on the way back. They all agree. If one does not follow, let him be convinced first, then take out the way. There's no enlistment for work, no conscription mind there. Those who would like to cultivate, they are welcome.
You see, you are getting...
Be satisfied.
Master says, be sure of your own feelings, of your own feelings, and take nothing on faith, take it on experience. If you've had meditation and had experience of light, then you know there's something. If you haven't had experience of light, be sure of yourself. It's a tough road. It isn't easy.
Self-introspection, very much necessary. Self-introspection, very much necessary. Life affects everything. If the life is not good, naturally, no experience will come up. If there's any, that will also lose, lost.
He says if the first time that he's heard about the Master, what is the best way to learn about the Master and to find out if this is what he wants?
Simply take him as your elder brother, as your father, and listen to him, what he says, that is in accordance with the scriptures or not. If something is given that agrees with the scriptures, then take it for experimental measure and see for yourself. If you get something, then be on the way.
Take him as your brother or as your father, and if what he says agrees with the scriptures, and if your feeling is that you would like to have him as an instructor or a brother or father, then proceed. Read the literature which is available. It'll be on the table tonight. And there's plenty of free pamphlets, this type of thing. See, everything that Master gives is free. So, we do not encourage or proselytize. Stay in your own religion and use this to enhance your own life.
They need not take initiation out of curiosity's sake. They should study, see the that appeals to them by reference to scriptures, then only they should come and follow initiation.
Do not take initiation out of curiosity's sake.
Yes.
How do you feel about it, about disciples of Charan Singh?
I love them all, you see. I love Baba Charan Singh also. I have respect for him, love for him, you see. I always pat him. Tell when I was there.
Master,
I love him, you see.
I'm sure you heard that. Master loves them all. He's known Charan Singh since he was the height of this boy here or younger.
He said he respects them all.
Yeah, surely.
Sure he does. Yes, ma'am.
Wants to know what effect the initiates, being an initiate, has on their own family. Mm-hmm. And if someone in the family is a skeptic, how do you help them?
Don't force on them. Don't force on them. Let them put in some scriptures or other way. Or at least he should prove an example to it. If he's telling lies, making so many things, he will say, what is all this going on? He must become skeptic.
The answer was, don't force it on them. Be an example to them.
Yes.
Read a little other scripture to them once in a while, or get them interested in scriptures of a general nature.
During Simran and having light experiences, she hears sounds from outside, and she's wondering that if she gets, does this always happen, or if you get in deep meditation, will the sounds not be heard?
Meditation is only complete when you're cut off from outside. When you hear outside, that means that experience will not be more.
Yes, this side.
Yes, meditation is complete only when the sounds are cut out completely from outside. This is true meditation. I have one over here in the back, and then I'll be right there. Thank you.
Would you say something about pride?
Pride?
Pride, yes, sir.
Pride is one thing which you do not really deserve, and you act and pose for it.
Would you say that again, please?
Suppose a man is not a man. He had only 10 clocks. He said, I'm a man. How learned I am. Nobody is my comparison. First deserve, then say what you are. You see. But you only give out that much what you are. Then that will avoid all pride. If you are not that much about which you are taking the pride, that is only deceiving your own self and all others.
I think the answer to that is, if you will compare yourself with Kirpal Singh, who says he is a man, if you will compare your manhood with him, I think it'll cure your pride, or most of it, very soon.
You had a question? The young lady?
Yes, go on.
She says that she knows you disapprove of spiritual healing, but do you disapprove of seeing auras and this type of thing?
No, you can have yogic eye, you may read. Everybody cannot read. Everybody cannot read personal auras.
Everybody cannot read.
You had a question, sir?
What protection does the Master Power offer to family and friends?
What protection does the Master Power offer family and friends?
For instance, let him quote a certain event. There are hundreds of events. What protection in what way? Then that will explain. There are hundreds of ways in which the protection is extended.
Protection in what way? There are many, many protections that every family of the initiates have.
I was thinking in terms of bringing them to the path at a later time, at a later life.
Uh-huh.
Of bringing them on the path at a later time in this life or in another life.
So that is only don't impose on anybody anything. No imposition. Bring them around politely. Lovingly, and you set an example to it, you are living example of that. Others will come after them. I may tell you, I was the only man in my family. Yeah. And everybody came.
Master started as the only one in his family. Don't impose on them.
Yes, go and prove yourself what is what.
Prove yourself. And said, eventually they all became initiates.
Yes.
I saw one way back there, excuse me.
I've been living for Catholic for 3 years, and she's looking for an initiate who has a son of 3 year old, would never be married. If she asked her about it, she should not live with him anymore. I wonder if it's going on to be.
They've been living together as common law man and wife for 3 years, and they have a child. And when the wife became initiated, you advised her not to live with him anymore. And he wants to know what the reason for this advice is.
Their marriage should be legalized.
Right.
Your marriage should be legalized, because if you don't have a legal marriage, one of you are ducking the responsibility of the debt you owe the other one.
And you're setting a bad example for all others.
You're setting a bad example for all others.
And further, if a man comes out of the tavern reading Bible, what do people think of him? Listen.
You work that problem out.
Yes, sir. What?
Master doesn't marry anyone.
You want to know if you'd marry him? Say no.
I'm all. Once I was married, not always. One for one, mind that. If you want peaceful life, otherwise there will be trouble. Every time coming up some trouble.
Yes, sir.
Love is not love which can be broken.
Is it detrimental to meditation to do hatha or pranayama strictly for physical health?
For physical health, you may use it now. But for this, you want to go by plane, you want to go by car, you may go if you like.
Right?
That's a longer way, please.
Yes. Oh, excuse me, yes. He said you may do it for physical health. Spiritually, you have to choose whether you want to go by plane or by car.
If that is stronger, that drags you up?
Even if my phone
No. If the sound drags you up, it is strong enough.
Well, I always don't listen because you said only to do one thing at a time.
Listen, if the sound is very strong, drags you up, go there. And light will also come forth there. Light and sound are the same. There are differences of vibrations only.
Light and sound are both the same. If the sound in this case drags you up, go with the sound. Yes.
In waking and sleeping, between waking state and sleeping state,
drowsy state.
Drowsy state or just coming back?
I don't really know because there is no breaking consciousness.
He has an experience.
All of a sudden experience was coming and I don't remember going to sleep. But I was laying down to go to sleep doing Cimarron.
Yes.
But not seeing anything. And then experience comes. But when I'm doing meditation,
there are two practices, one sound, the other light, about which you are speaking.
Well,
one thing at a time or two.
Well, when passing from waking to sleeping, just passing through light and sound, both things, and felt myself drawing up.
That's all right, but then keep one thing, you fix your gaze, keep your fix. Gaze fixed. You rise above body conscious but remain wide awake, not go to sleep then. If you keep your gaze fixed, then you won't go to sleep. Somebody asked Prophet Muhammad, "Do you sleep?" He said, "My body sleeps, I do not sleep." Your gaze is fixed. Body may sleep, maybe be done, but you remain wide awake. In dreams, you go to the Nevu station. And dreams, you remain to the gullet. Sound sleep is there, but that is different between the master and others. They remain wide awake even while leaving the body.
It's the one this side.
Yes.
Yes, come on. What happened? Don't look to others.
Is it for our benefit to think of in the same place each day, like in the same chair, in the same room?
Does it help the progress to meditate in the same chair in the same room every day?
That is, I think, keep reserve some portion of the house. If you got not separate room, keep some portion of the house reserved for that. Then what will happen, that atmosphere will be charged. Whenever you sit, your mind will stay. It's better to have one thing reserved for that. Better still to remain always in the closet of your body.
Master said if you have one place in the house that's set aside for meditation.
Some corner of the house.
Corner. I have one over here, young lady, that I've been. Look, yes. I could tell you that Master said don't get initiated out of curiosity, but I'll ask him.
She's following another spiritual teaching, and she wants to know if she should become initiated.
No. There's no enlistment for war. Those are satisfied, they will come up. I'll ask your teacher also whether he can give you this thing. All right, go on there.
There's no other spirit but God. Ask your teacher if he can give you an experience of God.
That's all right.
If he can.
What for you?
Yes.
Sometimes after meditation, I lay down for a minute and I go out of my body and I walk all over the room and then I realize and I get scared and I go back to the body.
Are you conscious at this time?
Yes.
What do you see?
What do you see?
Well, I see the room in the house where I'm at.
She sees the room in the house and her body.
Then sorry, but just let her fix gaze only for master, light or sound. She's going around in the body, in the room, but she should not stay there. That's only hovering around the earth. That you become spiritism. When you rise above body consciousness, always you must have one of the three. Light very strong, sound very strong, or master strong. One of the three should be out.
One of the three should be concentrated on light, strong light, sound, strong sound, or master's form when you rise out of the body.
In you.
Man, way back there.
Can't hear you, sir.
Well, what it comes down to is that the Catholic Pope has recently pronounced
the Pope has recently stated that there was a power of negative power or devil power, and he was wondering what your thinking was about this, your remarks about it. Is that correct?
Yeah. These remarks are required for your information or Pope's information?
No, he's serious. He's serious about the negative power.
Are you initiated? Are you initiated?
No.
Well, you cannot differentiate. There is power, of course, but that will be driven away by if they have got any heat in even charged words, when you feed those, they'll go away.
The answer is that at initiation, Master gives you words that are charged, that if you are approached in meditation by a negative force, you repeat the words and the force or power or entity goes away. Yes, sir. Wants to know if becoming a hermit, is that correct?
Yes.
Becoming a hermit or a recluse,
yes,
is a good form of life after meditation. Or initiation, rather. Excuse me. Thank you.
I won't advise a scenic life. You see? Are you married? No. Can you go on without marriage all through life, without companion? Yes.
Yes.
All right, go on. But you, one thing more. To say this thing is very easy, to live is very difficult. I met with many heads and hermits of other religions which they cannot live. And further, you will burden on others. How will you stand on your own legs? You will be eating at the expense of others, and you have to pay off those debts. How will you do it?
He does not, I'll be right with you up there. He does not advise it because it's easy to say it. And you must be able to stand on your own feet. If you live off of someone else, you must return or you must repay it sometime. Yes, sir.
Temporary solitude is something else.
What?
Temporary solitude for a week, 10 days, that's all right. To leave all the world, go aside, be a burden on the society, I won't advise that.
Temporary solitude is a wonderful thing for a week or 10 days to get to know yourself and find out what you really are after. Master did this, and I'm sure that he decided to go the right way for us anyway.
No, the Master is prescribed all. One man must stand on his own legs and help others. Only such a man can reach the highest goal, not others. Prophet Muhammad said so, Guru Nanak said so, all others said so.
This is something I'm going to certainly repeat. He says that every man must stand on his own legs and must help others in order to complete this path.
When
a couple are married,
yes,
is it necessary for both of them to work? Should the wife also work?
If they can go on with man, one man something, all right. If they cannot go on, let both of them work. Let the children also work, so that they may not be a burden on anybody else. To be a burden on anybody else is a heinous crime. One Master says, you see, O God, let me not sit at the door of other for my sustenance. If I am to do that, then take my life away.
Did you hear that? Master said, you can live on one salary, all right. If you can't, it's all right for the wife to work. If you can't live on two salaries, it's all right for the children to work. But don't be dependent on anyone. But, and he also said that one master said that if you live...
Oh God, he paid to God.
Okay.
If I am to live at the doors of others, depending on them, better take my life away.
All right, I'm sure you heard it. Yes.
What's it?
How is the sexual energy that we save up by being chaste used?
That is transformed into a higher power called ojos that will enable you to rise into the infinity quicker.
All right, right over here, last one. You. I'll take both of you then, and then I won't have a conflict. You first. Just as he is going to sleep, he experiences very strong light and very loud sound. Should he experience them together?
Sound drags him up. If it's strong, then it should go up. Because sound is the guiding principle.
Sound is the guiding principle, and if the sound is strong, let it drag you up. Yes, sir. Last one.
What?
Is it possible?
At my initiation, I had figures of past life experiences, and it sort of troubled me. I didn't know if it was real or not.
Is the initiate?
Yes.
Does it maintain that in a sense to me?
He was talking about the time he was initiated. When he was initiated, he had the experiences of past life experiences.
That's all. Yes, something do come then. Mm-hmm. What more do you want? What is wanted now?
Is that valid?
Yes, past experiences do come up. That's all. Right.
Yes, this is valid. Master wants you to be sure and maintain your diary and your meditation time.
And send your diaries for the...
Send your diaries for advice.
For the guidance.
For the light. I would like to suggest that we have...
I don't think he's keeping diaries. Huh? I don't think he's keeping diaries.
No, that's why I said he had to.
That's all.
I think that Master would grace us with 3 minutes of silence.
To sit in sweet remembrance of God, I think it is good. To talk about Him is also good, but to sit in sweet remembrance of God continuously is still better good. He's all alone. He wants everybody to come all alone, with nobody with it. Don't think of the world outside or the body, or your eyes or flesh and bones. Your whole attention remains gravitated in the sweet memories of God. You don't have 3 minutes as you say.